The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
I come to you humbly with everything I can to raise the alarm. Every instinct I've got, my gut, my spirit tells me the enemy's getting ready to strike.
Don't believe the church and state and everything they tell you.
Believe in God.
Believe in me. I'm with the high command.
You know, I'm really glad that Daria this morning said, have you seen this clip? And I've read about how the Pentagon and the Army particularly keeps saying, no, al-Nusra is al-Qaeda, and that's admitted, and they're taking over everything, and we're giving them weapons, and we're not going to be part of this, and we're not going to back them. That's the 4 years of the military behind the scenes refusing to do it, and then giving Russians targeting on how to go after them. Total rebellion against the people that hijacked the country, because rebellion against a hijacker is your duty, because they're not the captain. They're not the lawful government. And I've told you with Colonel Schaefer and Dr. Steve Pachinik and countless others years ago, the epic battle where the U.S. Army particularly, and boy, the U.S. Army's done the dirty work, folks. It's one of the most highest kill count out there. I mean, when it comes to, sometimes it's like the Saul on the road to Damascus. The Army has come out in the last 4 years behind the scenes. We told you it was happening. But now publicly, after Benghazi and the rest of it, said, look, we're not giving weapons to al-Qaeda and ISIS. We're not going to murder Christians. We're not doing this. You people are crazy. And Saudi Arabia is crazy. What we've done to Iraq was wrong, and we apologize for it, and you better stop it. And the chairman of the Joint Chiefs went and told Obama 3 years ago, he said, we're not doing this air raid. We're not going to back al-Qaeda. Then Rand Paul came out and said, we're not al-Qaeda's Air Force. Crews jumped on the bandwagon. Did some good things, talked about it, but only because it was already out. And now they keep trying to turn the country over to al-Nusra. That's the main group that is al-Qaeda. That's just their name in Syria. It's admitted. That's not debatable. And so we have this incredibly sensational clip that I just played that just is so amazing. Where State Department deceiver caught in a lie once again, this time of the Defense Department. Well, it's not caught in a lie. They all know the players. The military, particularly the Army, is refusing to lie. Just like they did on 9/11, leaking the info to Congress of who was really involved. 28 pages. See, they put the word out. We helped them. We got the word out. Others did. Now it's known, and people across the board are... Look at this Colonel Warren. I'm sure he's not perfect. Nobody is. But he's not going to back al-Qaeda murdering hundreds of thousands of people. He won't do it. Look at his face. He's a good guy. You can see he's good. But his actions prove it. This isn't a hard choice. We're not going to back al-Qaeda. We're not going to sell baby parts. We're not going to put fluoride in the water. We're done. You understand that? I'm not afraid of the New World Order. I'm afraid of joining something like this and my soul being destroyed. You go, oh, I don't believe in God. Just have fun. Do whatever you want. I can feel it, folks. Okay, I don't need to be churched on these issues. I know it. Thank God I'm not with you people. I'm not perfect, but let me tell you, I do not choose to hurt innocent people and to be an evil son of a piece of garbage. And I apologize I use a little deprecating language. It's nothing wrong if you're a kid from a single parent. Saying somebody's an SOB is not a good enough term for somebody like Obama or the New World Order or al-Qaeda, but that really comes out because I just want to, that's the words that come out of me, and I'm trying to control myself. I've been on there 21 years and not ever used words like that hardly till lately because I'm so upset and I apologize. But I mean, I've got such resolve. It's beyond confidence when it comes to these people. I just metaphysically want to tear their arms and legs out of their sockets. I mean, these people are low, they're weak, they're stupid, they're wicked. And it's time for the sleeping giant that is free humanity to rise in an information war and defeat the occupiers.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Hills are filled with fire.
Hills are filled with fire.
They say I never loved you. You know they're a liar.
They say I never loved you. You know they are a liar.
The cops in cars, the topless bars.
Cops in cars, the topless bars.
Never saw a woman so alone.
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 Yep.
Motel money, but a madness.
The globalists, the worldly. People think that we're weak, that we have love. They are so alone. They think they're so smart because they're ruling their little sub-dimension. They're not even really in the real universe. They're in their fantasy land. They never get their mojo rising. Imagine that. I want to go back. I want to go to some Cruz clips here in a minute, but I want to play this clip that I mentioned. You got ABC's Quantico, American Terrorist Cell, shouts, make America great again before they blow a bunch of Americans up. So Trump's going to bomb you now. That's the people who watch that and believe it. Yeah, down with Trump. He wants to blow us up. That's up on Infowars.com from Breitbart. It's up on DrudgeReport.com. You got this priesthood rising, Cruz running around saying divine intervention, save us. Oh, please, save us from Trump. Oh, it's so horrible. Oh, it's so terrible. You know, anything but Trump. Just the whole establishment against Trump. Boy, what is it about Trump they don't like? I'll say this. If Trump gets in and he is a bad guy, it's the greatest deception I've ever seen. The globalists don't like something out of control like this. They want to control it. This is real. They don't like Trump. That's real. But is it because he won't kiss their rear ends? See, I don't want Trump if that's just what it is, and he's not going to the regular channels. But I'm hoping it's something else. But regardless, it's about defeating populism, and it's about discrediting populism and nationalism. That's why I'm supporting Trump. I'm supporting Trump, so if he goes sideways on us or goes in reverse, I've got credibility, and I've been focused on it to really go after Trump. And that's something else that's done. Just letting you know where I come from. But the big clip I want to play here in just a moment, and then we'll play the ABC Quantico, is State Department clowns, that is ringwraiths, caught in a lie once again, this time of the Defense Department. This is one of the most epic clips ever. I never play clips two or three times in a row, but here it is. Played it last hour. Colonel Steve Warren, a patriot, Operation Inherent Resolve spokesman, DOD, briefing from Baghdad, April 20th, stated that al-Nusra is the primary group that is occupying Aleppo. On April 27th, State Department Deputy Mark Toner went on saying that al-Nusra is not holding Aleppo. On May 28th, State Department Rep Kirby, the worst ever, said that al-Qaeda control of Aleppo is better than Syrian army liberating it from internationally recognized terrorists who were involved in 9/11, bare minimum. May 2nd. That's today. Or yesterday, May 3rd. It's today. What an epic, I mean, this video, I talk about skeleton keys or Rosetta Stones or Philosopher's Stones that you can decode stuff with. This is so big. Because believe me, it's been in the news everywhere that they have gone over the Army, over the Navy, over the Marine Corps, over the Air Force. But the Army really is the biggest force on the ground, so that's who's doing all this. And they're saying, listen, stop saying al-Qaeda's in Syria. Stop saying that al-Nusra is al-Qaeda. Stop saying ISIS is al-Qaeda. When they all have the same flag, they change the name to confuse everybody. We're going to court-martial you. And the whole Army basically said, you know what, go ahead and do that. We're not backing al-Qaeda. We're not their Air Force. We're not going to cut people's heads off. This all started 4 or 5 years ago when out of Benghazi, they would ship the arms up to Syria, and U.S. Special Forces would offload when the C-130s landed to people in the deck of cards from al-Qaeda. They were like, there were Army colonels going, what in the earth? And these guys would, these jihadis are so arrogant. They're not controlled by the West. They're just protected. They would, I've talked to folks that were there. I mean, I've had them on air. You've heard them. Plumlee and others. They would shoot their mouths off and go, screw you. And they're all kind of like gangster hip hop. They're like, we're going to F you up, G and G, get ready. We're going to kill you, blow your family up. That's all the English they know. And the troops are like, what the? And they're just, you're under orders on the, you know, on the sat phone. Deliver them the, you know, the TOW missiles and the anti-aircraft guns. And they're just like, their whole worldview is just smashed. They're like, that's how arrogant Obama and these people are, is they'd send special forces officers to deliver weapons in hundreds of deliveries to the filth of the earth. And now that's all come out. I told you about it 4 years ago. Now it's in the news. So we've got Army colonels who are the spokesperson for the whole operation in Syria going, yeah, we've got al-Nusra, that's al-Qaeda, taking over. And we think, you know, the whole full briefing, we think we should, you know, take them out. No. Then they have the State Department come out and say, who's a former Pentagon spokesman, and go, the same guy that said a week ago that we never said there wouldn't be boots on the ground, which Obama said 16 times. And he says, okay, well, first they say it isn't happening. Then they say, you know what? We want al-Nusra instead of Assad. Assad attacked no one. Assad was democratizing. Assad was working with the West, just like Gaddafi. They try to get these guys to come in. work with the West, and they backstab them. Do you know what that'll mean in every future negotiation with America's soft power? It's over. And the globalists aren't stupid. They are discrediting us as the superpower right now. You don't think the army is just a bunch of sweetie pies that are perfect little soldiers and are mad we're aiding al-Qaeda? They're mad about that, but they know there's a plan to discredit us worldwide right now and take the country down. They know they're trying to arrest all the patriots and members of Congress that won't sell the country out. And the army's sitting around going, we're aiding al-Qaeda to kill Christians. We're preparing to take down America, shut down our power plants, arrest all these talk show hosts and governors. You know what? We got a mission. Let's go out and get the word out and leak it however we can, and let's get together. Good. You did something. You salvaged your honor. It's such an epic moment to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. Do people realize what they're seeing? Yeah, I'm a father, and I love my children. I want to be around for them. A lot of people end up taking care of my kids no matter what happens. I got great parents and others. God will work it out. And it's such a feeling to just not even worry about what happens to me, tell them the truth, because there's no future if we don't anyways. That's a great feeling of freedom, isn't it? Because we don't become men until we're committed all the way to realize there is no future unless we put in 110% against these people. And my full will and soul is against the new world order. And I beg Christ for the strength and perseverance to follow through on all that's got to be done. We are facing the most evil people the world's ever seen. And I just ask you to get right with God and do whatever God guides you to do to commit peacefully in the info war to discredit these rats that think they've got us. Because I'm telling you, their delusion is going to be their downfall. They've miscalculated. Let's go ahead and play this clip. Where first we have the colonel. Then we have the State Department. Mark Toner went on saying al-Nusra is not holding, just a denial. This is not happening. To the true evil, the State Department coming out with this creature. God, I mean, the dishonor of State Department head spokesman Kirby. Coming, can you imagine being this horrible monster backing al-Qaeda, al-Nusra, what they're doing? Enslaving, selling women as slaves, chopping people's heads off, blowing up non-radical mosques, killing the Catholics, killing the ancient Orthodox Christians, by the hundreds of thousands, forcing fathers to suicide bomb or they kill their families. He sits up there giggling and laughing about it because he thinks he's powerful because he's allied with evil. God is going to crush you. I don't take any pleasure in that. I don't like seeing God step on a pile of horse crap. Let's go to the clip.
Aleppo is not under the exclusive control of Nusra. And there is the perception, and certainly this is something that the Syrian regime and the Russians have supported, that Aleppo is under Nusra control, therefore they can simply attack it, and they're going after a known terrorist organization.
It's primarily al-Nusra who holds Aleppo.
That's the army.
And, of course, al-Nusra not part of the cessation of hostilities.
You know, the expansion of Assad regime control inside Syria is not a good thing for the people of Syria writ large.
Kirby.
You know, talks about this liberation, if you will, of Aleppo, or it's a falsehood.
Colonel Warren said a couple of days ago when he was talking about Aleppo, he said that Aleppo's primarily in the hands of al-Nusra. Is that a view here?
Well, I think, again, Mark talked to this. I mean, our view of Aleppo is that it's a very mixed, very fluid environment, and that the groups are intermingled, and that, you know, that's our view of it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's primarily al-Nusra who holds Aleppo. And, of course, al-Nusra not part of the cessation of hostilities.
They're running an al-Qaeda takeover of Syria. They change the name and confuse everybody. The army comes out and tells the truth. Everybody's like, oh, look, the army exposed the lie. No, the army is directly contravening the foreigners, the Vichy French, if you will, that have, I mean, we are literally occupied by globalists. You understand? It's not rhetoric, people. That are allied with al-Qaeda, Saudi Arabia, bringing in millions of people in Europe, the United States, and other areas as sleeper cells, giving them weapons. And when they attack, they will take all of our rights or arrest us, claiming we made them attack because we wouldn't put hoods on our wives' heads. I mean, these are the filth of the earth we're up against. I'm going to give the number out when we come back. Get into other news. Take your phone call straight ahead. The Lord Monson joins us in the next hour.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show, SimpliSafeDefense.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're investing in your health and supporting the info war when you visit InfoWarsLife.com and purchase your supply of Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine and all the great products at InfoWarsLife.com. As you know, we've talked to pharmacists, chemists, doctors, researchers, scientists, and the answer is clear. Iodine is key, is paramount, and there's still so much new information coming out that we simply can't even keep up with it. In our quest for the purest iodine, we drill down more than 7,000 feet to gather these purple blue crystals to extract the ultra pure iodine. On top of that, we also screen our iodine for radiation before bottling. It is the purest, cleanest, strongest out there. Quite frankly, I'm flattered that with the launch of Survival Shield Nathan Iodine, that major brands and major companies have been knocking down our doors to get our formula and that they have been unable to come up with anything even close to what we have. It is exclusive to InfoWarsLife.com and the InfoWars Life family of incredible products.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, the toll-free number to join us coming up in the next two segments is 800-259-9231. What do you think about the campaign? What do you think about ABC TV coming out with Make America Great Again? America First, things that terrorists do when they blow stuff up, is creating this preparation for false flags. 800-259-9231. North Korea invasion, Kim's master plan will leave a million dead. I'm going to be getting into that, beginning into so much more. But I want to play some clips of Cruz. demonizing Trump here in a moment. But first, let's play Trump, what was it, yesterday in Indiana. And this is what scares them. I mean, China is screwing us over. China does have a devalued currency, no environmental standards, all sorts of crud. They then lobby here in the U.S. for more regulations on us and carbon taxes on us, as if 35 to 40% currency tariffs and environmental tariffs and the rest of it isn't enough to shut us down. Now they want carbon taxes on us, but not on them. So he says, look, we're being raped here. And the Chinese communists are all moving to the U.S. They're not even giving any money, a living wage, to the average Chinese worker getting about a half dollar an hour. So that's what this is. This is rape. It's communists using their giant population. They're raping. The most abused people in the world are Chinese. Super smart, super hardworking. Our CIA went in, put Mao in 49 as declassified. I apologize to the Chinese. I mean, I really do. I don't just want to apologize as social justice, you know, signaling, or to, you know, see a black person and apologize for white people because I want to feel good about myself. I mean, I want to apologize to Russia that our forebears had bankers that ran this country that put the Bolsheviks in. I want to apologize to the Chinese for Mao Zedong that we have a criminal CIA that did that. I want to apologize. Even though I wasn't alive and did it, I just want to say my forebears were good people. They were ignorant. They didn't know what was going on. It was too sophisticated. They were a bunch of good people, but they were just the level of evil is hard to imagine. But we know now. And I'm doing everything I can to expose it. By the way, Russia's not perfect, but you know it's in popular literature in Russia, and Solzhenitsyn, and Putin's a big follower of him, and all the rest of it. And it's really happening. Putin's this big. He's a Christian publicly, but that's really what's happened, folks. And they all know the globalists did it. They now know the whole history, and the Russians are absolutely flipping out right now. Imagine when we wake up. I'm telling you, the globalists are scared for a reason. Humanity is rising. Rising. I want China to be free. I want Russia to be free. I want Africa to be free. All those nations. I want Latin America. I want everybody to succeed and be successful. I believe in humanity. These parasites hate your guts, and they hate Trump because he knows what's going on. Let's play the Trump clip.
$500 billion deficit, trade deficit with China. We're going to turn it around, and we have the cards. Don't forget, we're like the piggy bank that's being robbed. We have the cards. We have a lot of power with China. When China doesn't want to fix the problem in North Korea, we say, sorry, folks, you got to fix the problem. Because we can't continue to allow China to rape our country, and that's what they're doing. It's the greatest theft in the history of the world.
And that's what it is. $45-50 billion a month with select globalists that went in there with the Bushes and made deals. You know, Kissinger is really evil. Nixon did some bad stuff. And the worst thing he did was that secret deal with China. But I got to tell you, he didn't have the full scope of it. That's why they got rid of Nixon. He was trying to have a real deal. Thought he was president, so they got him for breaking into the psychiatrist office of who was running against. I mean, give me a break. How about funding al-Qaeda to take over Syria to kill 300,000 people? How about setting up Libya and killing 50, 60,000 people just in the first invasion? I mean, you know, it's just, it comes down to that. You know, send somebody to prison for a crooked toenail, but let somebody rape kids, basically. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back the next long segment and take your calls. First, I'm going to play some clips of Ted Cruz. And by the way, let's get something clear. I don't enjoy demonizing somebody that I've kind of given a pass to, hoping they'd be good. I feel sick when I attack Ted Cruz. I don't like saying bad things about people. When I call somebody trash or evil, when George Will says, your election means nothing, you never had a vote, you're nobody, we are the sovereigns, he said that. I have to call him out as a bottom-of-the-barrel, anti-human enemy, and I have to give my essence towards hating him. When I really start hating somebody, it's real deep. These people are your enemy, folks. You have to understand that they hate you and your family. They want to torture and deform your children. They get off on all the deformed kids and the record infant mortality and all the retarded people everywhere and the autistic kids. They go, don't use the word retarded. They retard your children and then say, don't use the word retarded in their sick humor. We're going to get you, people. You understand that, you pieces of filth? Every stinking one of you. When we're done with you, you're not going to like what happens. I'll tell you that. And I don't say that with any pleasure. But you little scared pieces of crap, you know this. You're not going to screw us over and get away with it. You're not going to hurt children and get away with it.
Run.
The men are coming for you. Get that straight.
GCN Radio Network.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-9 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Fortunę tamto pole raz mi na tym pusto celis, fortuna miti pole raz sunca i preferis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Curt Schilling, long career in baseball, long career on ESPN, came out a few weeks ago, as you know, and said, what is all this tranny transgender bathroom stuff? I mean, that's just all we ever hear. It just gets pushed and pushed. You're fired. ABC TV, hey, make America great. Make America first means you blow buildings up. That's the message. We're going to attack you. We're going to say you're a terrorist. We're going to try to get you arrested or fired. Oh, mother in Colorado talks about chemtrails and makes a video about it. So she loses her daughter, and the judge says, that's a weird culture. I'm going to have your kids taken. See, this is the system we're going into. I'm going to go back to that in your phone calls. John and Matt and Tom and Carlos and Nelson and others. Toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I've been pretty, not emotional today, but I'm somebody that's a realist. And I look at all the genetic engineering, and I look at all the bizarre behavior going on, and I look at all the wars being started. I look at our government hijacked by foreign interest, backing the most horrible, evil people, doing just despicable, evil things in mass. And I study the elite, and I go, these people are best described as demons. I don't know if demons are real, but they're real because you're a demon. And then my gut sense is it's accelerating, it's getting worse, it's building up. And my gut's never been wrong my whole life. I mean, I almost always follow my gut now. Used to, I didn't follow at all. And as I get older, I just say, gut runs the show. I'll intellectually look at what the gut's saying, and I always find the gut's right. I mean, my gut is never wrong. And the nose knows. You can just see the stuff going on everywhere, but it's just wild. I want to go to your phone calls here. I'm going to play a few Trump clips first, but the best thing all of us can do is spread the word about media outlets and organizations that care about freedom. If you're listening to us on a local AM or FM affiliate, that station out of 15,000 stations, we're only on close to 170, 80 stations or so, is bucking the entire curve, the entire system. They're going through all sorts of bull to put us on. It's just amazing what the establishment does, how the big networks operate, how the advertising combines operate. You should just know that person, that group, that owner, that station is going through a lot. Support them. Become a sponsor. Send them $100. I mean, this is a war, folks. The preciousness but of any outlet we have, but even more important, tell people about the station. This is epic stuff. This isn't just one more view or one more guy on the radio. Anybody that's been listening a while knows we've got our finger on the zeitgeist. Believe me, it's exhausting, but it's also invigorating. I don't want to be at the zeitgeist, at the fount. For whatever reason, we are. And I have a tender heart. I know you have a tender heart, but I'm also a man, and I come off as aggressive and hateful and mean. This is a man wanting to defend the tender, innocent people. I do have a lot of feelings of anger and of rage and of commitment. But I realize physicality, some guy tries to mug you in a parking lot with your kids. Yeah, that's where physicality comes in. This is a larger enemy I fight. A larger enemy you fight. It's about brains. It's about will. It's about strength. It's about commitment. It's about long-term fight. And in that fight, we find the animating spirit of liberty that God gave us. We find ourselves in the darkness. We find that light that God gave us in our heart. And I know that we, as liberty lovers, are kindred spirits. Because we belong to God. And a lot of times, we're humble, we're ashamed of ourselves because we are conscious. But the fact that we love God transcends all of our worldliness. And as long as we take action against evil, that's all God's looking for. And you already know that truth written on your heart, written on your mind, your soul. God knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. Great evil is being launched against humanity right now. I think they're going to new levels. I see the evidence in the vaccines. They are now attacking consciousness itself. They're now going after free will itself with the additives in the food and water. They're going to a new level right now. And I can feel God's rage. The God-fearing in me shakes to my very core. Because the big volcano is getting ready to erupt. And the petulant, evil people have taken God's leniency as weakness. God's kindness is weakness. God's restraint is weakness. Have sowed the wind, and they will reap the whirlwind. But in that fiery blast of judgment, don't think that all of us will be spared. But But isn't it a great honor? Like a bowling ball thrown against the enemy to knock over all the pins. Isn't it the weapon God throws against the enemy that's the most honored? That's where all of us should want to be. Because the devil deceives and twists people and leads them into darknesses. God uses free will and those that choose to commit until the end, no matter how high the price may be, to go on and to never surrender. To paraphrase Winston Churchill, we shall fight in the fields, we shall fight in the streets, we shall fight with growing strength and confidence in the air, we shall fight in the mountains, we shall fight in the ravines, we shall fight across the world and never surrender. Not that Winston Churchill was perfect. The point is the speech is true. We shall go on to the end. Whatever the cost may be, we'll never surrender. I'm going to go to your phone calls. I'm going to play these clips briefly. I'm not going to belabor this. We find ourselves selling really good stuff, like vitamin B12 of the purest organic form out there, patented, that is the most absorbable other than injectable. That's our research. Secret 12 is amazing. There's studies out about depression and mental activity and mental illness and schizophrenia with folks that don't get enough vitamin B12. And a lot of it's gut flora problems with the pesticides and the rest of it. You can't absorb it, so you need to get it by injection, going to a doctor, or you need to get it under the tongue. And, you know, I've been taking a lot of vitamin B12. You supposedly can't OD on it, but I tell you, my brain works a lot better on it. It's, quite frankly, transcendental, transcendent. I've been taking a lot of vitamin B12, I'll just tell you right now. And you can look at the studies that are out there on it. Vitamin B12 deficiency linked to depression, Alzheimer's, I mean, schizophrenia. Look it up for yourself. I mean, the point is you need vitamin B12. We also have 30 to 40% off. I'm just still extending it because people are really taking action. That's a good thing. On the InfoWars Select. .com or InfoWarsStore.com. High quality storable foods, very clean, very good, very fresh, 25-year shelf life. That mega sells these all survival goods, which includes all the nutraceuticals from DNA Forest to X2. The Anthroplex, 10% off, 10% off additionally with auto ship, free shipping on orders above $50, so just specials all over the place. We also have Winter Sun, that's a really good organic form of vitamin D3. But frankly, sunlight's what you need. There's a new big study out on that. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. There's InfoWarsHealth.com. That's the longevity products, InfoWarsHealth.com. That's a whole other line of great products that I endorse, and you buy it there. That supports us. Have some of the biggest discounts there you can find on those products as well. And that's how we fund the operation. But the enemy wants you dependent. The enemy wants you unhealthy. The enemy doesn't want you to be able to persevere like the ant, not the grasshopper, who doesn't prepare for the long winter. And we hope this time isn't getting worse, but you see what's happening in the rest of the world. It's a smart move to get prepared. InfoWarsStore.com for all the items, 10% off on storable foods, or 30 or 40% off, but 10% off on the non-GMO, heirloom, non-hybrid seeds, giant spectrum of those. Already the lowest prices, 10% off on that, and basically everything out there that's preparedness related on top of 34% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, enough ranting from me. Let's go ahead and play these clips and then go to phone calls. There's a bunch of these. Let's play as somebody. What's the first clip, Dari? I've got so many. That's right, Lion Ted clip. And then I'm just going to let you play each clip, and then I'll comment briefly after. Here it is.
Let me ask you something, sir. What do you like about Donald?
Everything.
Give me one.
Everything.
Give me one. Money. Take any.
Donald Trump.
Okay. The wall.
Okay, the wall.
That's the main thing. All right. Immigration.
Ted's building the wall.
All right, hold on a second. Now, do you know on the wall that Donald told the New York Times editorial board he's not going to build a wall? He's not going to deport anyone?
You're lying. Once again, lying, Ted.
Well, sir, you know, actually.
So he says Donald isn't really going to build the wall. Never said he wouldn't not build the wall. Let's go to the next clip.
Trump, I have spent 20 years fighting to defend the Second Amendment, and I'll tell you this, sir. If Donald Trump ever becomes president, he has said on the Supreme Court he's going to cut a deal with Chuck Schumer. He said that in two debates ago, which means he's going to put a liberal on the Supreme Court who's going to take away your Second Amendment right. There is a reason why Gun Owners of America has endorsed me in this campaign, because I've defended the Second Amendment my whole life, while Donald Trump is a New York liberal who will take away your Second Amendment rights. This man is lying to you, and he's taking advantage of you.
Let me add to that. I love Gun Owners. I love Larry Pratt. I get why they're going with Cruz as the on-record, the more conservative guy, at least from his voting record. But the background is there. Cruz can say these things, but Trump is on record saying he's a constructionist and would appoint people like Scalia or even more conservative. And his rhetoric is clear. I mean, phrases will go after him. But we know where the Bushes that are backing Cruz have been, and they're anti-gun. Bush, Herbert Walker, and George W. supported the assault weapons ban, you name it. So don't we have Trump responding to that, too, don't we? Yeah, let's play Trump responding to that in a moment, and we'll go to the next clip. But here's Trump responding to that.
I think I'll be able to get along well with Schumer, Chuck Schumer. I was always very good with Schumer. I was close to Schumer in many ways. And, you know, it's important that you get along. It's wonderful to say you're a maverick and you're going to stand up and you're going to close up the country and all of the things. But you got to get somebody to go along with you. You know, you have a lot of people. We have a system. The founders created a system that actually is a very good system. It does work. But it can't work if you can get nobody to go along with you. And that's the problem that you have with Ted Cruz. He's a guy that nobody likes and nobody trusts, and he is a nasty guy. He says things that are very nasty.
All right. I mean, I can't stand Chuck Schumer, but Trump's in New York. That's the senator of New York, senior senator. Hillary was there as well. You got to work with them when they come after you. And he said that. He didn't like the system. But he's not compromised on the Second Amendment, and he's not compromised. He gets them to compromise. And that I agree with. Let's go ahead and go to the next clip. And then we're going to go to break and probably go to your calls even before we go to break. But there's a lot of these up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Here's the deal. He's got such a populist movement behind him of libertarians and patriots and conservatives that if Trump doesn't deliver, it won't be like Obama with his idiot followers that just shut up about it. Trump will be impeached. He will be sued. He will be anathema. He will be gone after. He's not a sleeper cell, in my view, because of how scared the system is. They are literally doing everything they can to stop it. And so that's why I am supporting Trump. He's not perfect, but he is, a symbol of populism. And Cruz lying and saying Trump's causing the rioting when the White House and the Soros groups and the Mecha and La Raza and Black Lives Matter are attacking, he's doing that again today. It's not Trump causing that. It's not Trump doing that. That's a lie. And the Ben Carson stunt. People would say, well, just don't bet on anybody. Then just sit back and say, I don't trust any of them. Well, I can feel like an intellectual elitist doing that, not getting the arena. No. The system's scared of Trump. He's a nationalist across the board. He hates political correctness. I'm betting on him with a proviso that I don't totally think he's perfect and that we're going to be there to keep him honest. But regardless, we're going to get people elected at the state level, the county level, the city level, the federal level. It's an all-out move against the globalists. So even if they have to pose as a patriot with Donald Trump, it shows we're winning. They try to then defeat him, discredit populism, then that's a problem. This is very sophisticated. I want to go to John and in Maryland, then Matt and others. John in Maryland, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. How you doing?
I'm all right, brother. Go ahead.
Well, I have a comment and a question. The comment's real simple. I've not watched the Glenn Beck show or listened to his radio program in 2-3 years. The other day I was perusing around looking for some campaign information, and out of 45 minutes, almost 30 of it was, you're a crazy person, specifically you. I don't mind anybody calling you crazy, but truth is you've been proven right more often than not. And it really reminded me of the liberals and the protesters screaming racist, 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 and not wanting to back anything up.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, look, they always say that the wise king, a witch, it's a parable, poisoned a well to make everybody evil and psychotic. And the wise king woke up, everybody was evil and psychotic, he went and drank from the well. He was the only one who hadn't drank from it. He had his own water. He became psychotic. Everything was okay. Well, I'm more wise than that. If the Nazis in 1940 were saying I was crazy because I wasn't going along with them, I'm glad to be crazy. Harvard admits fluoride's causing massive cancer, brain damage, infertility. That's Reuters. Well, I said that 20 years ago. I've had the scientists on. Glenn Beck wants to use the term I'm crazy. He's desperate. He's scared. He wants to try to discredit people using Alex Jones. That's because they're so scared of what I say, they run towards it to make fun of it. Because like vampires are scared of the light. They're like, I'm not scared of the light. I go out at noon all the time. The noon sun's crazy. It doesn't hurt me, but he's down in his basement hiding from me. I'm fully aware he's attacking me. I get the emails and stuff. And it's all his listeners leaving him. Almost all the emails are, God, he's crazy. We hate him. He thinks he's God now. So just forget Glenn Beck. He's going bankrupt in his own admission. He's a joke. He's destroyed. And he just sits around studying how to BS people all day instead of just being real and profound. And that trumps everything. That's the ace of spades, punk. And so I don't have a personal beef with him. I'm very sad that he's so low. But, yeah, calling me crazy all day. Yeah, I'm crazy like a fox. Crazy that I love freedom. Go ahead.
Maybe the emperor has no clothes after all. My question is this. I am really scared of one thing. I see so many parallels of RFK and Trump coming up. What do you think? They're trying to steal elections. They're trying to throw the voice of the people down. What do you think is going to happen if we have another repeat of a California convention and RFK?
Well, I don't want to make a big issue out of it, but I've got a real gut issue with Cleveland. My danger zone, spidey sense is just never been slamming the needle like it is. And I think Trump's for real. His spirit scares him. He just wants to eat cheeseburgers in a wealthy country and not screw America. He doesn't hate America. He doesn't have it out for the country. He's not even perfect. He just doesn't hate America. He was brought up, and they hate this country. And they're coming after us. And yeah, I think the detonator is they could kill Trump, stage false flags, and claim his supporters did it. They've got TV shows and movies saying Trump supporters are going to blow up federal buildings. I mean, folks, they got TV shows saying it's coming for the lemmings. And then when it happens, duh, they're preparing everybody. It's so stupid. It's so obvious. And so, no, I think it's in the cards. You know, I think you've been playing poker for 5 hours. You've never seen the ace of spades yet. You've never seen the ace of hearts. You've never seen the ace of clubs. This guy's probably keeping them in his hand. In fact, I'm pretty sure they got them. We got God, so it doesn't matter in the final equation. Everything the enemy does at this level, this is a no-holds-bar death battle. And no, let me say, they got the assassination teams ready. They got schizophrenics ready, wound up, drugged up to let them into the meeting. They've got assassination teams 24/7 ready to kill Trump. And Trump knows that. Trump, for a month, went to Scotland, reportedly. I heard about this before. It was in the Political 6 months before. Was gone for a month and just came back and said, I'm not going to do it. And then he looked at his son, who's autistic from vaccines, and he looked at them carving the country up. He looked at poor people. He's kind of an egomaniac. He hates seeing poor people. He hates not seeing prosperity. And it's just this classic Americana idea that his immigrant parents put into him. And he just said no. I mean, why do they want to screw us? This is BS. He's kind of a thug at certain levels, but he doesn't hate America. He doesn't hate prosperity. He doesn't hate people that are successful. He likes it. And so they want to kill him. They want to kill me. They want to kill your future. They hate us all. There are a bunch of thugs that hate us who squat on top of us like the communist Chinese with their mobile death vans and 84 million killed under Mao and the 20 million killed under other Chinese communists. And they say, you can't have him. We said so. He's a racist. I mean, a bunch of murdering grand champion filth telling us what to do. I mean, it's just an over-the-top megalomania delusion of these people. And, John, I totally agree with you. I think it's about 70% odds there's going to be an attempt on his life by the voting day of the general election. And I think there's about a 40% chance they're going to kill Donald Trump dead or the hammer. And then I think they're going to blow stuff up and say that his listeners did it and just have leftist communists run around and shoot every cop on the street they find and just burn everything as they hop around and just piss on everything. It's just All the miserable, decadent scum loves evil. And they just dream that in some fiery inferno they're going to find power because they never had honor in their life. So they think in some blood orgy they're going to find it. And all they're going to find in a blood orgy is patriots defending their families, mowing them down in defense. So what do you say to that, John?
Keep up the good fight. That's all we can do because it's going down.
Yeah, this is world government. This is it. And even if Trump is just a beginning tremor, I mean, you can just see your gut, your intellect, everything. It's like in Star Trek when they're getting attacked and it's there's fire shooting out of the console. I mean, I don't know what's hitting this, but it's bad. I mean, I just don't drink their water, folks. Don't eat their GMO. Don't take their shots. People are suddenly acting mentally ill, retarded, dumbed out. I mean, all the people suddenly that I've known for years can't talk and are just like, ooh. It's like we're getting hit with some bad stuff. I don't know what it is, but everybody sees that they're still conscious. And just pray for your consciousness. Pray for your consciousness, folks. That's all I can ask is just pray for consciousness. Pray that the enemy, they got viruses they admit that eat parts of the cerebral cortex. It's viral lobotomies. It's just that's what's going on. I'll just be frank with you. And psychopaths hopping around everywhere, getting off on it. It's over the top. I'm sorry, stuff's so epic. Matt, let's talk to the folks in New York. Matt, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
So, my girlfriend, Allie, who's a listener too, has a theory on Bernie Sanders. And that's that he's being used to get a large, trendy base of voters so that when Hillary gets the nomination, she can pick Bernie as her running mate to steal the election from Trump, because they have to make it plausible that she beats Trump, and by taking Sanders as her running mate, it makes the steal more plausible. What do you think?
I think that'd be a great move for Hillary.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
But notice, it's every other country's in endgame right now. Every other country's got the same weirdness going on. This is a takeover. This is a multi-thousand-year, globalist, satanically influenced plan. You are witnessing interdimensional consciousness that the Bible warns of. This is what it's like to face the enemy. But we also have our own divine beyond the enemy's discernment. So that's why you just got to call on God. But God's free will, the devil's not. You got to say, God, I can't handle this. I need you to come into my life right now to deal with this. And God will do it. Anything else, Matt?
That was pretty much it. I know you don't like people to thank you, but I really appreciate what you.
Well, thank you. The point is, though, I'm just in a fight for my family. It's very humbling, your support. I love everybody. And from these basset hounds and the story that are with this little brain dead baby and won't leave its side, you know, it won't eat, to just anything else that has empathy and humanity. And it's sad that dogs, on average, have more humanity than humans do. Because we've been dehumanized, we've been destroyed, we've been rendered down, we've been born into a lie. But it's the great contest that animates us. This is the great test that separates the wheat from the chaff, the metal from the trash. Tom in the great north of Canada, Her Britannic Majesty's holding. Tom, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Just saw a Young Turks video a little while ago, and Cenk Uygur was saying that he's smarter than you, and that maybe you're a little bit of a wimp. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, he's got a name of the Young Turks that killed over a million ethnic Albanians for no reason, so he thinks we're all dumb when he uses the name of a mass-murdering crew of psychopathic killers that went after Christians. So I think he tells us who he is, doesn't he?
Yeah, fair point. Also, he made that majesty comment. So you still think the British elites got a lot of influence in Canada, eh? I tend to agree with you on that.
Yeah, when your prime ministers don't do what they say, they suspend parliament, and the Queen's governor comes in and puts in who she wants. Yeah, the Queen of England's the biggest landowner in the world. The Transylvanian Queen rules.
About that on this side of the border. But another question for you. What are your thoughts on the Rwandan genocide? How come you never talk about that?
I made a film about it. I'm going to come back and talk to you because you need to be talked to. I never talked about the Rwandan Hutu Tutsi genocide, the UN ran. Made actually two films on that, and that's just another UN genocide. What a bizarre statement, but I guess that's all you've got, Deception.